you gotta stop eating the Tide Pods, okay?
In this episode, I'll be sharing how to go viral overnight and make the big bucks.
Welcome to Unscripted Startups.
Just kidding. No, I won't. A lot of people would love to tell you that there is a proven system. They have this masterclass on how to become successful, how to make your videos go viral, how to make $1 million in drop shipping, how to do all these. And while everyone can pass experiences and add and try to formulate a plan that could potentially help, when going viral is just not something you can plan out. Yes, there are a lot of things you can do to help yourself go viral, but the thing viral is that it's unpredictable. Yes, there are some brands that are able to maintain the hype, and they've built on a either facade and they just keep building it up until all the cards fall, or they have built on a solid foundation and have people who love their brand. Some good examples of this is Supreme. Whenever they do a drop, it sells out instantly. And while I'm not a fan of the brand, their marketing is fantastic and they can, but we're talking about viral in nature. And obviously people could say, well, viral for me is getting 1,000 likes because I only get 10, or viral for someone is like 3 million. And so obviously it depends, but going viral is not as easy as it looks. You can push things, but like throwing $1 million into an ad campaign, yeah, you're going to get views, you're going to get eyeballs, but that's not viral. Viral would be if you spend no money, like the TikTok trend that's going off. The guy who's drinking the cranberry juice and skateboarding, he put no money in that, and that's going completely viral. And no one could have predicted that a middle-aged guy on a skateboard drinking out of a carton of juice would go viral. I mean, who would have thought of it? There's no statistics, there's no charting, there's no nothing that would have told you that would go viral. So some things are a little more predictable. Things that have to do with politics and current events, you can map it out and you can see how things could go more viral in nature. But when it comes to just random videos or business, it's not that easy to plan out. No one would have guessed that a guy on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice would go viral. No one would have thought Tide Pods.
So please stop eating the Tide Pods.
Or eating spoonfuls of cinnamon would go viral. Or the water bucket challenge. I mean, if it is stupid, if it's silly, if it's memorable, it's more likely to go viral. But there are so many people who have tried memorable or stupid things that haven't gone anywhere. Sometimes, which is so sad to say, but stupider the thing is, the more it has a chance to go viral. Like Tide Pods. But obviously there are advantages. I mean, Ocean Spray is getting so much free publicity. Viral in nature and innovation. Viral in nature, you have to take advantage of it this second it hit. If you can't capitalize on your 15 minutes of fame, then you're not going to make any money from it. Because these things happen and then they die. They happen and then they die. No one can tell you what the last trend was, because they're always focused on the trend that's happening now. Like fidget spinners were so last year, or like all these trends, they happen and then they disappear. If you can't jump on them, you can't pivot, you can't innovate on that trend and keep it going at lightning speed, then you're going to miss out. And most of these people, if they don't take advantage of it, that was their one hit wonder. I mean, so you gotta take advantage of it so you can propel yourself forward instead of just hoping you get another hit. And I know there are people who would say, this isn't true, we can totally research it, we knew this guy was going to, we knew this was going to take off, but that's not true. Even people with as deep of a social media background and content creation as me or other people would tell you, you can't. The videos and the podcast episodes you think will go viral or you think will do better, don't do as well as other ones. Even creators with millions of subscribers post videos that they think are going to hit it big and they don't. And then they post ones that they don't care about and they go like ginormous, or like that our whole society is based on trends that people think make them feel good or funny or something. I wish there could be like some serious trends like education or build a business or something like that, not drinking juice out of a carton, eating Tide Pods, dumping water on someone's head, or the egg photo. Have you experienced viral content or felt the urge to viral wandering? I personally have. And you definitely can learn a lot from it, especially the mistakes you made and not capitalizing on it. Like always,
don't forget to smash that subscribe button. I hope you guys have an incredible week. And don't forget to live life 1% better each and every day. Until next time, this has been an Unscripted Startups production. Don't forget.